Good morning. This is Ken Graham again here at the National Hurricane Center out in operations area, where the hurricane specialists are continuously watching every different parameter you can think of with this hurricane. As Hurricane Florence continues to make it onto land. We did have landfall. This is your 8 o'clock update. The landfall about 7:15 in North Carolina. We looked at a NOAA, NOS, National Ocean Surface Observing Station, Johnny Mercer Pier in Wrightsville Beach, where we had landfall with wind speeds estimated at 90 miles an hour. So slowly moving. 6 miles an hour, so trekking very slow. Wilmington area, been near the eye wall for a prolonged period of time. But not just the eye here. We really need to watch out for these rain bands, because we're seeing some of the hurricane force winds and gusts. Cedar Island moving inshore, moving through Greenville, and that's where some of the areas that we could see some of your tornadoes, a lot of your tornadoes to the right-hand side front quadrant, and a lot of these could produce winds with these tornadoes higher than even the hurricane force that we have. So let's look at some of the track. It really hasn't changed that much as we continue to watch the system slowing down, but a couple points here. One, just the sheer size of the system with the hurricane force winds stretching out 70 or so miles from the center, but the tropical storm force winds much further at times in some places could get 100 miles, 170 miles away from the center. So that's pretty significant to think how large this system is. And let's look at the update. The forecast hasn't changed. We've been consistent with it, really slowly moving. This last point right here, we're looking at, this is Saturday afternoon, so very slow movement. And as a result, we compound the issues with the rain and the storm surge. The longer we hang around with those winds, the longer we can push that water inland. Not really getting out of here for a while. This is Monday, 2 a.m. That's Tuesday, so it's going to take a little while to get on out of here. Some of those impacts, I did mention, we do have that tornado watch, so we'll be watching that, and also the storm surge. We got the storm surge warning, very high levels of storm surge, pushing the water inland. You can see some of these values around South Carolina, 4 to 6 feet, and then you go up the coast into North Carolina, 7 to 11 feet, 6 to 9. But here's a point I want to make. Even as far north as you're looking at the Virginia-North Carolina border, you can get 2 to 4 feet, but look how far inland. 7 to 11 feet in places inland, and that's why we've been spending the time to make sure we show what that looks like. And what's happening is these rivers that normally flow outward like this, the water from the storm surge is pushing inward, and where it piles up coming up the Neuse River and also the Pamlico River, it piles up around places like New Bern, and where it's stacks up, that's where you get those high values that we're looking at. You could get 11 feet in some of these areas, and look how far inland. And the other problem we have is that heavy rainfall, it can't drain. So some of these rivers are going to get backed up with time. So that's going to be a significant issue as we move forward. Let's look at that. Let's look at that rainfall too. We have to cover this because these values are incredible. 20 to 30 inches or so. Some places could get up to 40 inches of rain. I've seen this many times over the years, where wherever you get those rain bands, prolonged rain bands, that rain will really start adding up quickly. Even inland, 10 to 15. 15 to 20, very large amounts of rainfall, looking even up into Virginia, 6 to 10 inches. Some of those values could be even higher. So you add all this rain up, and you start thinking about some of the terrain that could lead to dangerous, life-threatening flash flooding. This isn't just a coastal event. This is definitely an event that can occur inland as well with some of your mudslides and your flash flooding. So this has been the latest update on Hurricane Florence right here from the National Hurricane Center's operations area.